Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 22nd of October. Won't be a long one today. Sammy's not been feeling great all week. She's managed to somehow get an ingrown toenail, which has sort of gone on from Malta. That's causing her a great deal of pain and can't walk. And not COVID, but she's all coldy. So once again, I think I should just take to the vets and get her put down. Consequently, I feel a bit coldy as well, but I just man up. You man on, don't you? The men, we just get up when we're ill. It's the women who curl up in bed. What's he saying? There be aggro now. Lost all me women followers, gained a load of Trump supporters. Right, where are we? I am an arse at times. I'm just an arse. Lingfield 115, Glenn Livett is a pod horse today, and 515, Go As You Please. Only two. We had the winner at the first yesterday, and then Pumblechook came second. Cavakiana traded 109, got beat, ended up coming third, I think. Four out of the five dobbed. So whatever way, it wasn't a horrendous day. But you get on that run of winners, you do get that expectancy of them all winning. I don't know what happened to Seaside Girl. Looked to be going well, but I didn't see the race. And then I didn't read the follow-up to see. I wasn't sure whether she fell or not, or just ran out of gas. But today, yes, Glenn Livett in the 115, which is currently... Glenn Livett is currently 4.2, ridden by Megan Nichols, and in the 5.15, Go As You Please, Richie McClernan. I have had some messages, so I've just had them, so I can get them on the pod, but I haven't had a look through them properly myself, so we'll do this live. Right, let's start. We've got Carlisle, so let's go there. I'm just going to get the prices up so I can check them. Right, a small dabble on It's Not You, It's Me in the 12:35 at Carlisle. Small, that one. Win and place. Right, and then we've got the 108. Just, I'm literally reading the messages and looking at it. Right, don't fancy quick draw. Those of you who don't mind laying four shots, not fancied quick draw. The two against it are Phil Ilko and Eclair de Aini. So whether you want to have small bets on those as well. Nothing super strong. Nothing in the 140. 215. Let's get the prices up. 215. Ribble Valley. I think Ribble Valley should win. Ribble Valley is the favourite. Should win. That's it. 325. There's nothing in the 250. 325. Very small. Borich, the outsider of the five. Very small. Borich. There. And in the... what is it, 4 o'clock? So I'm scrolling my WhatsApp and Betfair at the same time. 4 o'clock. Small win and place, Tanar Pino, which is currently 18s. A bit of a weak market, obviously, is a later race, but Tanar Pino. And a cover with Oscar Wilde. So Oscar Wilde and Tanar Pino, win and place. The better of the two is the bigger price, Tanar Pino. Nothing in the 4:34. And then Ludlow, we've got a bit of that as well. There, Ludlow, obviously, as I say, when we move to Telegram, I'd be able to type these out on the Telegram in a bit more detail later, as opposed to trying to get them on here now. Nothing in the 1:25. 2 o'clock, small win and place, Sutter's Mill and the Happy Chappie in the 2 o'clock. Nothing in the 2:35. 3:10, Goa Lil should win. 3:10. Goa Lille should win. And just going through the other races, there's nothing in that one. Nothing in that one. 5:25. Grand Cura, the favourite, again, should win. 4.3. Small Saver on Shinin Star in Miss Lorna Brooksmount. 8.6. Grand Cura to win. Small Saver, Shinin Star. Oh, he's done the lot today. We've got Lingfield as well. Hang on a second. Let's just get Lingfield up. This is a never ending. Right, Lingfield. What has he gotten? Lingfield. We've already done Glenlivet. And he likes that. Glenlivet's had a breathing up. If that's been sorted, looks a decent horse. So that's fine. We're already on that on the pod horses. 147. 147. Small Pyramid Place and Star of Wales basically taking on the two. The two favourites here, with the next two in the betting, Pyramid Place and Star of Wales. So you might want to have small win bets on those, or very small win place bets. Only six runners. Nothing in the 2:22. And a 2:57. 2:57. I'm just reading it. Hold That Tort, small win and place. Hold That Tort. If you do these on Betfair, obviously it's three places. If you go with the bookies and they take the runner out, then you don't do try and get the three places. Hold That Tort. Nothing in the 3:32. Nothing in the 4:07. Next is 4:45. Shantung win and place, and that is the lot. Shantung win and place. Again, apologies. As I say, when we moved to Telegram, I'd be able to. Those messages have literally just come, so I didn't have a chance to get that done. Football wise, we've got nothing. Segunda, Malaga versus Sporting Gijon. Malaga currently ran a seven games at home that haven't gone over 2.5. Sporting Gijon on a run of 11 away games not gone over 2.5. So goal fest these two. Is a horrible league for goals, and it's amazing. I don't know why they're so bad. But my team, Malaga, they're going to give them an absolute pasting tonight. 3.1 in the win market. I've got 2.87 for over 2.5. It's 3.05, but it's only 74 quid matched, or 37 quid matched, but using Betfair's doubling process. But it's... it'll be interesting to see what that goes off at. But I'm expecting a comfortable 4-0 Malaga win, I'll be honest. And of course, we have now that nonsense European tournament where they're all talking, running off and creating their own league is done. We've got the proper European football tonight with Celtic playing AC Milan, cracking game. Tottenham playing LASK Linz. Who else have we got? Arsenal away at Rapid Vienna. I think Arsenal a reasonable price, to be fair. Leverkusen home to Nice. So you got some good games this evening. Young Boys Roma in the proper football. I thought Roma were half decent price as well. 2.58. But the old... we got to get a new thing for betting football, haven't we? We've got to... If you're betting in games involving Man United... I don't know whether I talked about this yesterday. I think I might have done it in the one that went wrong. You've got to... allow now, we just got to bet them like they've got a goal start, haven't they? They just get a penalty every single game. And he missed the one at the weekend. So then when he missed it the other night, they thought, oh, we can't have him missing two on the trot. Take it again, my friend. Off you go. Have you ever known a football team get so many penalties? I mean, we used to talk it back in Fergie's day, but this is, it's unbelievable. It's every game they play, they get a penalty. And they'll be upsetting the old United fans. What's he on about? Well, it was deserved. I can't believe any team can get a penalty every single game of football they play. How many goals has... he's only been there. Has he been there less than a year? Did he come in January? How many penalties has he scored, Fernandes? It's... let's have a look, see if we can find out quickly. How many has he got? Don't know whether I can find it. Here we go. He's had 34 penalties in his professional career. Fernandez scored 31. But it doesn't tell me how many of them. 10 from 10 for United. So he's had 10 from 10, missed one again. So he's had 12 penalties since January. It's relentless. They are relentless for getting a penalty. They got one against Newcastle, one against Spurs, one against Paris. Just relentless. So, Man U, just imagine they're going to have a goal start every game if you're getting involved now. What else have we got? That's it. No, nothing. That's it. That's me done. So the two main pod horses, the ones that I record on my spreadsheet, are Glenn Livett, Go As You Please. Obviously, the others are text mentions I've had. That's what produced the 100-1 winner last week. I've been trying to keep a record of all the pod horses I've given you, which I've done it since the 9th of October. Just to let you know, we've had, since that time, you have had... you have had 73 selections for 7 points profit in the win market, 6 points profit in the place market, and if you backed them when the pod came out, you would have made more than that, because most of them have shortened up. So on the 11 o'clock prices, they'd be 12 points. So any time between when the pod goes out and before SP, you definitely would have made more. Not many. I'll do all the figures for number of horses that have dobbed and gone 25% at the end of this month. But I'm trying to keep, as we move into this Telegram setup, actually proper records. I'll break it down into handicaps, non-handicaps. I think if you back the place in non-handicaps, it's... there's barely been a loser. So I'll do all that for you. But the two main ones are Glenn Livett and Go As You Please. And I will, as I say, we'll keep these going now. And I will do all the breakdowns at the end of the month. Any other horses that I give out are just mentions where I've had texts from the guys out in the shops doing their stuff. Lump on Spurs tonight, 1.31. Absolutely no. Oh, Leicester are playing as well. Zoya, Leicester. Big old team, Zoya. The teams are light, and I'm just going to run through this just while I was there. I did have a quick look at the Europa League. I thought Leverkusen were a reasonable price. Napoli 1.31 short, no problem. I thought Arsenal were a reasonable price, 1.66. Do you think Arsenal will win tonight? I thought Roma 2.6 was too big. I don't want to upset them, but I think AC Milan is a shade big. I got them about 1.75 to 1.8. They're 1.96. Hoffenheim look reasonable, 1.55. I know these are short, you know, but you have got massive gulfs in the two teams. Tottenham and Villarreal. So if I was having, I mean, you can't put Tottenham in anything, can you? Because anything can happen. But if you were looking for a sort of short-priced... bankers, I know some people like these, and this isn't how I bet. I'm just going to though, but I would have Villarreal, Hoffenheim, and what was the other one? Villarreal, Hoffenheim, and Leverkusen. I think three around sort of two on shots that should get the job done tonight. I do think Villarreal stuff, Sivasspor. Right, that's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm not going to get into this every week, going through the Europa League, the main tournament in Europe, the one where everyone wants to win. Jose played it twice, won it twice. Jose's at the wheel. Come on, you Spurs. See, it was a draw. We didn't lose, it was a draw, you move on. Don't I talk some absolute waffle? As I said earlier, I'm an arse. Arse, right. Have a lovely, what is it? Thursday. Have a lovely Thursday. Obviously, we've got Ultimate and everything tomorrow. Pod will be later in the day tomorrow because I'll be doing all the previews for the weekend football. I'm going to try and cover a bit more if I can tomorrow. Enjoy your Thursday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow sometime.